Now, what is an incantation versus an affirmation? Well, you can affirm things all day long. I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy. Affirmation without discipline is the beginning of delusion. And the first discipline is to engage your entire nervous system, which means you can't just say it. You must embody what you're saying with incredible emotional intensity, because that's what sends the message to your brain that says, this is real. That is what creates the anchor in your nervous system, right? So when I do my incantations, and I do them, I don't know if you realize, but I do them to this day. I've done them as long as I can remember. And when I first got in the personal development business, I went to work for a man named Jim Rohn. He's a personal development speaker. How many have heard Jim Rohn? I'm curious. Oh, quite a few. He's a great man. And in fact, he just came recently. We had a neat kind of reunion. And he came for a Christmas party for us and came and spoke to my group and introduced me. And it was kind of fun. It was really quite a wonderful experience. But the point of the matter is, when I went to work for Jim Rohn, I was 17 years old. I had no money. I had no background. I was supposed to go out and give talks, speeches, to stockbrokers, insurance agents, realtors, things like that, on how they could become more successful and then get them to go to Jim Rohn's seminar. Now, I was wearing a two-piece leisure suit that I bought at the thrift store, a fake gold chain because I couldn't afford any gold. I had long hair. I had minestrone soup acne all across my face. Right? It was not a pretty sight. But what I did is I became the most influential person out of 500 salespeople in this company, because what I did was I trained my mind and emotions every single day with such intensity that I had a power when I got up to speak that was amazing. Because when two people meet, if there's rapport, if there's a feeling of mutual respect, right, and trust, if that person knows they could trust you, if one person is more certain than the other, that person will eventually influence the other person's feelings. And the way I got that certainty was not by my ability or my skill or my good looks or my magnificent background. I didn't have any of those things. I got that, and I had to park my 1968 Volkswagen, which when I turned it off would usually explode, right? You know, that big backfire thing? I would pack it down, park it down the street, because I couldn't pull that up next to their Mercedes and go, here's how you should do it and change your life. That didn't work out too well, but, and I was 17 years old. So what I did was I would be driving in my car to do a presentation or meet somebody one-on-one, and I would do these incantations, which I still do, ask anyone backstage, to this day, every time before I get on stage, and have done them for 20 plus years. Because I don't ever hope I'm gonna show up with all my circuits turned on. You deserve more than that, and I deserve more than that. I gotta make sure it's all there. I don't always wake up feeling like, oh boy, another day to go out and do a seminar. It doesn't always feel that way in the morning, right? Especially because when you guys go and you go do whatever you do, I start my work. Because then I have to do my design work with my team, and I got 8 other companies. I have to respond to all my voice. I have to do all that stuff. So I'm usually getting to bed 2 or 3 hours after most people here and getting up. So there are days when it doesn't feel great. And there's days when I feel great, but it's not just great. I want to be outstanding. And so what I do is I do my incantation. And to this day, I do it. And what I said back then, I'd be driving my car, and I do this over and over again at total intensity. I now command my subconscious mind to direct me in helping as many people as possible today by giving me the strength, the emotion, the persuasion, the humor, the brevity, whatever it takes to show these people and get these people to change their life now. And then I make my move, and I go, shh, yes. And then I'm ready. You know? And I can do that a couple of times now and I'm there because it's so anchored. I can do it once, but I usually do it a couple times. But then I'd be in my car and I would do this over and over again. I think about this person I wanted to have an impact on. I now command my subconscious mind to direct me in helping this person today to change their life by giving me the strength, the emotion, the persuasion, the humor, the brevity, whatever it takes to show this person and get this person to go to Jim Rohn's seminar. That's what I'd say. And I'd do it again and again. And I'd be driving for 45 minutes in my Volkswagen, shouting this at the top of my lungs. I'm like, hi, I now command my subconscious mind. By the time I got there, after 45 minutes of doing this, and I walked in the room and I was saying, hello. Right? And I just say, by the way, I'm coming because I know you're going to Jim's seminar, but let me explain to you why. I would literally do that. And people would look at me and go, no one do I sit down with fails to attend this program. And in those days, literally every human being, God strike me dead, who I saw, everybody who was around those days, Jim will tell you, for 2 months went to his program, whether they had the money or not. His program was $1,200. I mean, I just had so much influence because I was so certain, so connected, so turned on. Whatever little thing they could try to resist, it was over. Right? It was done before it started. So to this day, I do that.